Hello, 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 my lovely friends, and happy Halloween month. Do you love Halloween? Are you excited? I'm a bit of a Halloween Scrooge myself. It's my least favorite holiday, but before I digress too much, let's talk about the purge, how to release items. So often I'm asked, what's the best way to release items, or how can I get better at letting things go? And my question back to the people asking me that is always, who said you have to? We have this misconception that downsizing, decluttering, and getting organized necessarily means purging in a very traumatizing, restrictive, punitive way. And it doesn't need to be that way. Sure, if you're downsizing, especially if you're downsizing, as the word and the name implies, it would require a little bit of purging. But there's this notion that seems to prevail that when a professional organizer comes into your home or you are intent on getting organized and decluttering, you're going to have to release items that you don't want to. And it's simply not true. So I did say in an earlier podcast that we are not a pro-purging organization. And really what I meant by that is we would much rather that you understand why you are keeping items rather than firmly planting your feet into the ground and resisting whoever or whatever it is that is encouraging you or applying pressure to you to get rid of things. So do your very best when confronted with the notion of releasing items to ask yourself these things. Why am I keeping this? Is it sentimental? Okay, if it's sentimental, you should keep it. But the question is, do you need to look at it, or does your partner need to look at it, or does it need to take up valuable real estate? Could it be tucked away somewhere? If it could be tucked away somewhere, amazing. Gather up all your sentimental items that are out in plain view taking up real estate, put them neatly and safely in an under the bed tote and tuck them away. Put them up high or down low. Okay, let's talk about the things that were expensive, which we kind of touched on in an earlier podcast. I get it. It's money down the drain, but are you using it? And if you're not, remember, there is joy to be had in gifting it to somebody who would benefit from it. So please consider doing that. And also in this category are items that are not sentimental per se, but that the giver of the item is going to be looking for it when and if they visit your home. So make a choice. Either be honest with that person and let them know that you've given away and re-gifted their item, or tuck it away with the sentimental items and just come to terms with the fact that it is now somewhat sentimental. Okay, what about the items where there's nothing wrong with it? It might come in handy one day. You never know. We know. You've never used it. It's not you'll never know. You know. And what you know is that you're not using it. Get rid of it. Gift it. Donate it. Okay, and for you feuding families, so many of whom we have facilitated resolutions for, create a 3-month category. You can label it on the underside of each item. You can make a list. However you want to identify those items in your home that you are feuding over. From the day that you make your list, put a 90-day, like, go 90 days forward in the calendar, put a reminder in your calendar, and if after 90 days you have not used it, moved it, touched it, enjoyed it, then you have to give in to the family member you're feuding with and get rid of it. So in other words, you have 3 more months to prove that it's worthy of staying in your home, and if you can't do that, the compromise is you gotta agree to let it go. Until next time, I hope you find many reasons to smile, and I hope that I have given you some helpful tips on how to release and not to release those items that are either weighing you down or somebody in your home. Hi, this is Stacey Aika. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Tidy Triumph podcast right here in Focal Point E News.